winner of the U.S. presidential election. A day after wins in two battleground states put former Vice President Joe Biden within reach of victory, and President Donald Trump's campaign launched a series of legal challenges. Paris will be placed under more restrictions to curb the COVID-19 pandemic, including a requirement for more shops to close in the evening. This is what the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, is saying. This will entail shutting down certain shops selling takeaway food and drink at 10 p.m. local time, which would come on top of the existing national lockdown that has been imposed throughout the country. Video evidence confirms the theory that a gunman who killed four people in Vienna on Monday acted alone, Austria's interior minister told reporters. Slovak intelligence had informed Austria about the gunman's attempt to buy ammunition, but the information about the Islamic State sympathizer got lost in a communications breakdown, he added. He announced that an independent panel would look into what went wrong. Pope Francis has stripped the Vatican's Secretariat of State's control over its own funds and put them under the supervision of Holy See economic offices. The Pope's decision was announced in a statement and a papal letter on Thursday. It comes after Francis in September fired the cardinal involved in the Secretariat's purchase of a luxury building in London as an investment. The immunity from criminal prosecution of Russia's ex-president could be extended to any offenses committed in their lifetimes, not merely while in office, under a bill submitted to the Russian parliament on Thursday. This is VOA News. South Korea's top diplomat plans to visit Washington next week, officials said on Thursday, as Seoul pledged a solid allegiance with the United States, regardless of the presidential election results. Kosovo